Winter in Thrush Green by Miss Reed. Read by June Barry. Part 1. The Coming of Winter. Chapter 1. The Newcomer. Autumn had come early to Thrush Green. The avenue of horse chestnuts, which ran across its northerly end, blazed like a bonfire. Every afternoon, as soon as the children at the village school had finished their lessons, they streamed across the wet grass and began to bombard the trees with upthrown sticks, as their fathers had done before them. The conkers, glossy as satin, bounced splendidly from their green and white cases and were pounced upon greedily by their young predators. In the porch of the Two Pheasants, next door to the village school, swung a hanging basket filled with dead geraniums and trails of withered lobelia. All summer through they had enlivened the entrance, but now their bright day was over, and the basket was due to be taken down and stored in the shed at the back of the little inn, until summer came again to the Cotswolds. Chrysanthemums of red and gold glowed on the graves in St. Andrew's churchyard, while Mr. Piggott, the gloomy sexton, swept the bright pennies of dead leaves from the paths and cursed fruitlessly as the wind bowed them back again into his newly swept territory. The creeper, which climbed over the walls at Dr. Bailey's house and the cottage occupied by two old friends, Ella Bembridge and Dimity Dean, had never flamed so brilliantly as it did this October. The sparkling autumn air, the unusually early frosts, and the heavy crop of berries of all sorts made the weatherwise on Thrush Green wag their heads sagely. "Ah, we'll be getting hard winter this time," they said, in tones of mingled gravity and